Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Craig Hoffman at FedEx Field. The Redskins' running game has been the key to their offense since Jay Gruden arrived in Washington. The problem? It's inconsistent at absolute best. Good, they haven't lost since 2014 when they've averaged 5 yards plus per carry. Bad, it's only happened 7 times. They're 14-10 when they average at least 3.8 yards per carry, and 14-5 when they hit that number with at least 20 attempts. Basically, if the Redskins run it well and run it often, they're going to have a really good chance to win. But those things, of course, go hand in hand, and they more, of course, did not happen against Indianapolis last weekend. The ineffectiveness on the ground led to a low number of plays, thus a low number of rushing attempts, and a low chance of winning. They did not, which led to a lot of questions being asked about the running game this week. Some of those questions were asked by me. Here are the answers.
We had no chemistry at all today, you know, and it's myself as a play caller, really. It's my fault. I couldn't get in any rhythm calling plays, and inside zone wasn't working. The outside zone wasn't working. Our read options weren't working very well, and we came one-dimensional, and our play passes, we got sacked on 2 play passes, for goodness sake. So, you know, they did a nice job. Credit the defense. They out-executed us.
Jay Gruden was lost after his team's 21-9 defeat at the hands of the Colts in their home opener. His running game, which had put up 182 yards in week one, had gained a measly 65 yards in week two.
Peterson going backwards.
Left tackle, Trent Williams.
We didn't have many attempts. We weren't good enough on first and second down. First down, especially getting ahead of the chain. So, of course, naturally, we had to pass the ball in second and third downs. That took us out of the run balance offense we want to be.
The attempts part is true. Washington only ran 22 running plays after a whopping 45 in week one. But why did those plays go so poorly and never give them a chance to run more? There are 3 main parts to this equation: the offensive line, the scheme, and the backs. Let's start with the line, with last week's center and this week's left guard, Chase Roullier, serving as spokesman.
I think a lot of it just comes down to being ready for what the defense is going to give us. We obviously watch a lot of film, you know, we game plan guys, but sometimes you show up a little more ready for what they might give you that's different than other weeks. Last week, they gave us a few changes that we weren't necessarily expecting. It didn't go that well.
Step one is scouting the other team's personnel and how they're going to line up.
They're going to show us different fronts in general. They're going to line up on us just in different positions, different techniques over us. And, you know, they're going to come off the ball in different ways as well. And so this week, they're really a jetting team that comes off the ball with a lot of power. You know, last week it was a similar thing. Cardinals, a little more of a read front. Some teams, they'll have some guys that are more read, some that are more jet. You just got to game plan how they play each individual player even.
Step two is figuring out which one of those guys you're supposed to block. You may have heard the term targeting this week.
We mistargeted a couple runs, which is uncharacteristic.
This is that.
That all starts with pointing out who the middle linebacker is. The middle linebacker isn't always actually the middle linebacker for us, and that's when things get a little tricky. If the mic is the mic, that makes things very easy, but when you have safeties coming down, rolling down in the box, you know, they're doing rotation late in the snap count, these are all things that cause us to have to make adjustments in order to get the mic corrected. And that way we're all on the right, correct, and same page.
That's all before the snap. Teams, like Indianapolis, can also slant and stunt after the snap, making all those line calls almost useless. One thing that could help with that is taking away some of the options in the playbook and finding a small few runs this group of players is good at. But that's not my opinion. It's this guy's.
Portis to the end zone, touchdown!
You got to always have your go-to runs. You're supposed to always have a run that's your go-to that's going to pick up 4 yards when you call it.
Redskins' second all-time leading rusher, Clinton Portis.
You know, if I think back to Coach Gibbs' era, if we call gut, we knew 2 or 3 plays of gut, we're gonna get 4 yards. You might stop it once, but we're coming right back with it. And it gives the running back an opportunity to see what the defense is doing. You can set the defense up. You know where you want to hit it. You know how the defense is playing this play.
In other words, Portis says, don't try and do more, do less, but do it well.
When you have a bunch of different runs, you don't really get a lot of looks, and we don't run the ball consistently enough to have 25 or 30 runs going into a game, because you're constantly showing the defense something new, but at the same time, you're showing our offensive line something new. So they can't go and say, well, these guys are over pursuing when I take this step, or these guys are doing this when I get downhill. So you got to simplify it. Simplify the run game. Running wise, hey, this is what we do. This is our go-to play. You take this away from us. And when you take it away, then you have a play to counter that. You don't need to have 25 running plays.
As for the running back's part in all this, Clinton says the timing is key.
This is like a quarterback on a three-step drop. Listen, you got on these three steps, this is the window that's supposed to open up. If you go four or five steps or you hold the ball, you're probably going to get sacked, or this is going to be a bad play because the defense recovers. So those guys can read. Those guys get paid just like you do. So when you make this decision, it has to be on time. It has to be right now. This is how you execute a play. You can't wait around like, oh, this is we're going to run a draw play, but we're going to run a draw play early. Then, therefore, the line doesn't set, the team doesn't bite on the pass drop, and everyone is uphill. So you got to let a play develop, and all plays are drawn up that way.
No matter the play call, the checks, the targeting, or anything else that may go wrong, it can all be overcome with one thing.
Sometimes we're not targeted right, and it shows. Sometimes we are targeted right, the play still doesn't work. For whatever reason, you know, it all varies. It's never one constant theme. But with that being said, I mean, it all comes down to execution like everything does. So when you execute and you get everybody going the same way, you know, mistakes tend to happen less.
For as much flack as Gruden gets, it's important to remember that Bill Callahan is the run game coordinator. He's the one who designs and implements the scheme. Then, during the game, Gruden calls the running game based off Callahan's suggestions. That said, Gruden is the man who hired him. He's the head coach. He put him in that role. After talking to players and coaches this week, there seems to be some push and pull on making things more simplistic. All the brain power, Andy. It doesn't mean anything in the world if it actually makes things more difficult for your players on the field.
Right, and is the coach going to stay with it? Green Bay gives up 4.6 yards a carry. They can be run on. The question is, will the Redskins run on them? And that seems to have been a question throughout the 4+ years of Jay Gruden. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, everything's got to work together. They have this magnificently schemed passing game, but do your runs complement that? Does your play action actually look the same as your running plays? If you're going to run play action off of inside zone and your main run plays inside zone, that's good. If you're going to run play action off of stretch and you run stretch one time per week, then the defense is going to know that's going to be the play action one. So there's no, you don't get the desired effect of safeties and linebackers biting up. And I just don't know that last week, especially since they didn't get a whole lot of looks at anything, if anything complemented each other.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.